Look, when you're trying to find a bit of health information, it can be a bit of a minefield out there, and knowing where to look can be just as tricky as getting the right information to begin with. Look, somebody who's shining a little bit of light on that this morning is Dr. Amanda Wilson from the Media Doctor Australia, and that's also part of the University of Newcastle School and of Nursing and Midwifery. Amanda, a minefield it can be. Where traditionally have been some of the better places to find medical information? They're not always where you think, are they?
No, but certainly in the past, we, Media Doctor, looked at the quality of information presented in health news stories in the media. And looking at the different outlets, we found the best place to get health news information is from the what was the old broadsheet newspapers, so the Australian, the Sydney Morning Herald, written by dedicated health journalists. That gave you the absolute best information. In traditional media, we found that once you got down to tabloid or you went to commercial TV stations, then the quality of that information fell dramatically.
That shouldn't be a bunch of a surprise, one would think.
Absolutely not, but there'd never been any good evidence to support that. So we published that information saying that is, if you want evidence, the evidence is we looked at the quality of information in health stories over about 7 years and categorically found that that was the case and encouraged then media outlets to have dedicated health reporters.
Now, with that in mind, can you just take us through what Media Doctor does? Because we've kind of covered it just broadly there, but what's the specifics of the organisation?
Well, what it is, it's a team of people, researchers, health professionals, media professionals, who were very concerned at the quality of health information in the media. And this was back in, we started in 2005. So it's just people who had this common interest, wanted to improve the quality of health information, because most people, including your health professionals, will find out about new health interventions through the media. Now, that's only increased since the internet has become such a major source, and everyone goes to Dr. Google, and if you've got Facebook, you have a Facebook feed, you'll have information popping up all the time. And people now, certainly there's a generation of people who use that as their primary source of news. And there's just no telling what the quality of that information is or where it's come from. So we developed rating tools, and we looked at these quite scientifically and we validated them. And they've been used now internationally for over 10 years. So we know they're good rating tools.
So now, now that you've had a bit of time to get some, you know, some data over a length of time, where do some of the more, let's say, the health magazines rate or versus some other versions that you might get some other information from?
Yeah, well, we did last year. We looked at the quality of health advice in magazines in Australia. So we looked at things like Women's Weekly, Cosmo, Clio, Dolly, and all the health magazines. So Women's Health, Men's Health, Family Health. And what we found was very surprising. We found that Dolly and Girlfriend, who both of which have since folded, had the highest quality, 100% reliability and quality in their health advice.
And Amanda, the lowest... I knew it. I knew it all along.
I think every woman out there who ever looked at Dolly Doctor would agree with you.
It wasn't just girls. We all looked at Dolly.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Because I was talking to the Dolly and Girlfriend people afterwards, and they were saying, you know, we've tried so hard to bring guys on board and just kind of failed terribly.
Maybe I was the only one. Look, great to see that you've got all that data there and some surprising results, Amanda. How can we find Media Doctor if we're out there wanting to get latch onto some of this?
You actually can't, because we had to close down our website in 2012 because of lack of funding. Even though we're all volunteers, we volunteer our time, we just couldn't do it. But we're trying to raise funds at the moment to re-establish the site and have it as a what we call a crowdsourcing. So people, and there were lots of people out there with great expertise in the media and just an interest in improving quality, and we provide online training, and those people could contribute to writing articles and publishing this information.
And Amanda, it will be great to see if that can be up and running again, particularly since some of the insights you've given us this morning. We do have some information on our website on some links to how people can follow all of your progress. Good luck. Fingers crossed it gets up and running again.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
Dr. Amanda Wilson from the University of Newcastle School of Nursing and Midwifery, talking about some of those very interesting results out of Media Doctor Australia, and hopefully they can continue to do that good work too on your RFM.